Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm so glad I found this radio station.
I really like it and I relate to you.
I only found it a few months ago.
My baby is American made.
.97 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 8:47. Three big things.
Three.
Government shutdown is over for now.
Two.
Wichita police captain faces charges after shoving teenage referee during a youth basketball game.
One.
Store employee shoots robbery suspect in southeast Wichita. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The gasoline prices in the Wichita area this morning, $2.35 a gallon. I think this has been it's been around $2.35 all weekend, so not much movement there on the gasoline prices so far this week. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Chad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 46 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 24. Wednesday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high 54. Now partly cloudy, a west wind at 10 miles per hour, 23 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, voted one of the best bourbon bars in America by the Bourbon Review, located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano. The Monarch. Steve and Ted in the morning. A man's been arrested after allegedly threatening to shoot and kill employees of CNN.
The suspect is an unnamed Michigan man who reportedly called CNN 22 times saying things like, "I'm going to gun you all down," and complaining the cable network is peddling fake news. He's also alleged to have said, "Your cast is about to get gunned down in a matter of hours." There are reports that the FBI traced the caller and arrested him before he could take any action. CNN issuing a statement saying, "We've been in touch with local and federal law enforcement throughout and have taken all necessary measures to ensure the safety of our people." Jill Nato, Fox News.
A woman identified by a scholar as the inspiration for Rosie the Riveter, the iconic female World War II factory worker, has died in Washington State. The New York Times reports Naomi Parker Fraley died Saturday in Longview. She was 96. Multiple women have been identified over the years as possible models for Rosie, but a Seton Hall University professor in 2016 focused on Fraley as the true inspiration. James J. Kimball published his findings in the journal Rhetoric and Public Affairs, saying a photo of Fraley at work was the basis for a widely seen poster of a woman flexing with the caption, "We can do it." Fraley was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma. After the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, she went to work at the Naval Air Station in Alameda, among the first women to do war work there. Rosie the Riveter, dead at the age of 96. And Ted, you remember at my late mother's funeral? She was 96 and passed away in December. We talked about the fact that she came to Wichita from around Larned at the outbreak of World War II and found employment at Beach Aircraft. So kind of a Rosie the Riveter, but a lot of young women did that.
Yep, sure
and
were.
While she was there, she met a guy who later became my dad. So there you go. A Rosie the Riveter story.
How about that?
Hefty gains for energy and technology companies helped U.S. stocks set more records Monday. Drug makers announced two major deals worth about $20 billion, and smaller company stocks climbed after the Senate reached a short-term deal to end the government shutdown. The Dow rose 143 points. The NASDAQ added 72 points, and the S&P 500 picked up 23 points. And President Trump has approved tariffs on imported solar energy components and large washing machines in a bid to help U.S. manufacturers. The Chinese are already registering their objection over that. But there you go, tariffs. The president issuing a tariff.
You should probably invest in those drug-making companies.
That's probably a real good idea.
They never seem to go under.
When it comes to the cost of health care and drugs and so forth, you ever notice that it never goes down? It always goes up.
Yep.
8:51 now, Steve and Ted, and construction is planned at a Wichita health facility. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yaki Construction has a $330,000 building permit for work at Wesley Healthcare. CEO Trip Owings says the work to be done is a remodel of a catheterization lab. It'll get updated equipment and interior finishes. Spangenberg Phillips Tice did the design. The work is to get started this week. It should be complete in March. Epic Sports in Wichita has been growing at a clip of about 25% a year. That growth is why it needed to move into new facilities. The company has completed its move to Bel Air, to an office building and warehouse it built at 9750 East 53rd Street North. The new space is 180,000 square feet, the building valued at $8 million. And Boeing's largest Dreamliner has been cleared by the Federal Aviation Administration to enter service. The 787-10 Dreamliner has earned its certificate. Other countries also have to sign off, but they usually do pretty quickly once the FAA gives its okay. The first 787-10 is to go to Singapore Airlines in the first half of this year. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Of course, part of that 787 manufactured by Spirit, is that correct?
Absolutely right. Yeah. Here, all the Dreamliners are, the forward fuselage and some of the other components.
Yeah. I understand. Well, one of the advantages of that is it pretty fuel efficient compared to other aircraft?
It is. It's a mid-size aircraft that is fuel efficient, and that's why it was attractive to folks in that area, to commercial airlines in that area, I should say. And they were mainly going for Chinese customers.
No, I was wondering if it's like an airplane when you stop at and they pull into, you know, in an airport, do they get out the credit card and hand it out the window, and that's the way they do it?
Yeah. You think? And, you know, technology really hasn't caught up. They usually put the card in like we used to do and then
they have to sign a receipt.
Over,
oh, yeah.
Clunk.
And then get the little squeegee and they clean the windows, huh?
Clean the windows.
Seriously, my sister-in-law, Lita, who lives in New Mexico now, when she lived up here, she actually gassed airplanes at the former Mid-Continent Airport. Little old woman out there. You know, rain or shine, she's out there just gassing up airplanes. And but if you ever met Lita, Ted, you've met Lita. Remember several years ago when Mike was
here? So, yeah.
She's just a tiny little woman, but she's fairly self-sufficient, I'll put it that way.
Pretty tough.
She's a retired forest ranger, and she does out there in New Mexico pack some heat wherever she goes. Don't mess with Lita.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Today is National Handwriting Day, and started to reintroduce oneself to a pen or pencil and a piece of paper. According to the Writing Instrument Manufacturers Association, people who make pens.
Yeah, they're behind this.
Right. Chance for all to explore the purity and power of handwriting. I've got some of my scribbles. I can't read Ted's at all. Ted, can you read any of this? Can you read that note there that I scribbled?
Yeah, I can read that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what
Bill
is?
Bill Cosby Jazz Club.
Oh, okay. See, I always prided myself in grade school as having really good penmanship. I got good grades in penmanship. How about you, Bill? Where are you on?
That's what you focused on, huh? Was penmanship?
Well, yeah, that and art, of course, and all the sensitive courses.
Right.
And then at recess, I was the champion of the stand-up comedy routine at recess.
you had them going.
Oh, out there.
5-10 minute sets.
Right by the old seesaw out there doing a great jokes from Jan Murray and, you know, Rodney Dangerfield.
Hey, everybody, how about that seesaw?
How about that, Mrs. Kimball? What do you think about
I tell you, Mrs. Kimball.
No respect at all.
8:55, Stephen. Thanks, guys. Coming up, KNSS News at 9. More on the temporary end of the government shutdown. Stephen, Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.